producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's so good to have you with us. It's Saturday night, live from New York, and what a beautiful, beautiful January. It's this January? We just had Mega Snowzilla last week, and friends, that's why we couldn't be with you live. We physically couldn't get everybody to the studio, but man, are we excited about tonight. We have got the best thing on talk radio coast to coast tonight because four of the presidential campaigns are here. They're going to talk to us. They're going to answer questions as I pose them, and you're going to hear for your own ears what the candidates are saying as they go into Monday's Iowa caucus. Can you believe, let me just get this out of the way right up front, can you believe that now, after some 2 years of campaigning in some instances, that we are on the verge of these votes actually beginning to be cast? So on Monday, what's going to happen is starting sometime in the afternoon, people are going to start showing up at locations, schools and church basements and people's living rooms and all kinds of things, and they're going to make speeches. And there's going to be people there representing Donald Trump. It's unbelievable how many people are still voting for me, even though I didn't show up for the debate. And there's going to be people there for Ted Cruz. There's going to be people there for Mike Huckabee and Marco Rubio and Rick Santorum and Ben Carson and Chris Christie and Mr. Kasich and all the rest of them. And they're going to go. And they're going to make their speeches, and they're going to try to convince their friends, and then they're going to say, okay, we're ready to caucus for who? And they're going to ask them to stand up physically. They're going to stand up, and they're going to stand in groups. And if they don't get a 50% of the ballot in a particular caucusing locale, they're going to go to a second ballot, and then a third ballot, and then maybe a third, fourth, or fifth. Sometimes these things go to six, seven, eight, nine ballots deep, and depending on the location. And sometimes there is much... there's much trickery, not trickery, there's much arm twisting, there's much debating. Are you sure you want to support that guy? Maybe that's not the guy that really is going to be the best guy. And so even people that have already gone to the caucus and they've said, you know, I think I'm going to caucus for so-and-so, sometimes on Monday night they change their mind. Sometimes they say, I thought I was coming here for Trump, but I'm really going to be here for Mr. Cruz tonight. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be cold. They're expecting snow. This is going to be one of those times where, unless you are really committed to this process, you might not venture out. So how does all of that play? Well, we'll find out. We'll find out on Monday. Kevin McCullough is my name. My website is TheBingeThinker.com. I'm always glad to have you with us. We've got so much to get to. Tonight, though, on the big broadcast, we will be honored to welcome four of the candidates' campaigns. Now, we invited a fifth, but we were sad to see that as the week went on, it became increasingly apparent that the fifth wasn't going to join us, even though they had tentatively said they would. So we're disappointed that the Trump campaign declined the opportunity. We didn't demand that only the candidate come. We said a candidate or a candidate's representative. But the Trump people are not with us tonight. Never fear, we've got four of the very best. We have the two previous winners of the Iowa caucus, Rick Santorum in 2012 and Mike Huckabee in 2008. We have a man who led in Iowa for a portion of this race. Dr. Ben Carson will be with us. And the Ted Cruz campaign tonight being represented by Rafael Cruz, Ted Cruz's father, the man who raised him, should know him pretty well, as the senator is in very high demand doing events on the ground in Iowa tonight. So we've got Team Iowa covered. And it's going to be exciting to have this conversation, because we're going to, unlike some of the debates that you have seen or witnessed or heard about, we are going to ask substantive questions. There will be no bells or dingers going off, cutting people off. There will not be like mid-sentence. We're not we're not going to do that. We're going to let them complete their thoughts, and we may not get as many questions in. But the ones that we do get in, and we're going to aim as doggone it, as close as we can to the same amount of exact airtime for everybody that's here. So those are some of the ground rules going in, and we hope that you'll be with us for the full 2 hours. I think you're going to enjoy hearing from these men and these campaigns directly. So tonight on the Biz TV network, tonight on the Baldwin McCullough Radio Network across the country, we have got a great lineup for you of substantive discussion of the most important issues that are impressing themselves upon our voters as we head into the actual votes being counted come Monday. It has been a while, but man, it's finally here, and I can't tell you how grateful I am that we are to get it underway with you tonight. All right, so there's that. Now I want to talk to you about something else, and this is very important, because without this, the presidential debate would not happen tonight. And that happens to be my concern for you getting a good night's sleep. See, one of the benefits of listening to the show is you're going to be able to say, okay, now I know. Now I know even better the candidates than I thought I knew them before, and now I'm even more certain of who I'm going to vote for, and I've got it all squared away in my head. Now I just need to go get a good night's sleep. Well, friends, if you struggled with good sleep, my friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow has got an incredible offer here at the beginning of the year. And it's going to be an offer that you should take advantage of, so that it actually benefits you, so that you actually get the sleep you need, so that you're actually able to function properly. See, here's the thing. When he was 17, Mike Lindell, big strapping guy from Minnesota, he had a hard time sleeping. And so he got his first job, and he went and spent his entire first paycheck on what? Getting the most expensive pillow he could find. I think he paid $180 for it or something like that at the department store. And he took it home, and it went flat on him. And he had back pain, and he had some shoulder pain. He had some other discomfort, and he just couldn't get it right. So he went on a lifelong mission. His mission was to figure out how to make the best pillow that's ever existed. And he started deconstructing it, asking people, if you had the perfect pillow, what would it do? Well, you know, if it was machine washable, okay, we'll make it washable. If you had a perfect pillow, what would it be? It would be something that supports my head all night long without having to readjust it. Oh, okay, we'll figure out how to come up with an interlocking fill that does exactly that. What about a guarantee? Yeah, that would be awesome if a pillow had a guarantee, but you'll never get somebody to guarantee a pillow. Oh, yeah? Well, then my pillow is going to be guaranteed for 10 full years. Friends, here's the thing. You have until March to try these pillows out and return them with a money-back guarantee. So there's zero risk to this if it doesn't work for you. But 2 years ago, on April 1st, I started using the MyPillow personally. Kevin McCullough saying this. I saw firsthand how simple it was to put it in the washer dryer, keep it fresh. Now it's 2 years old. It's warrantied for another 8 years. And here's the thing. If I didn't like it in that first 30 days, now 60 days, they would let me return it, full money back, no questions asked. Even if on the very last day they said, I said, nope, I just don't like it, they would have given the money back. Friends, there is zero reason for you not to try the MyPillow. If you are not getting the sleep that you need, there's zero reason not to get it. It is the perfect solution to bad sleep. I have recommended it personally again and again. I gave them as Christmas presents this year. I've done so much with these MyPillows because I believe in them. I'm passionate about how much they change people's lives. But here's the thing. Mike Lindell's going to go one step further. You try a MyPillow, risk-free for 60 days. And when you do, he's going to send you a second pillow for free. Two pillows for the price of only one pillow. Now, you only get this deal if you use my promo code, KMC. That's promo code KMC. But for the single pillow that you buy, he's going to give you another one just like it at no additional cost. And guess what? He guarantees both of them to last 10 years. Maybe you've got a spouse who needs help sleeping as well. Maybe you have a child who has sleep interruptions. Friends, go on the website, see for yourself all the things that it has now helped begin to cure. But do this. Start tonight. Commit to getting the best sleep of your life, because you will get guaranteed the best sleep of your life. Money back guaranteed if you're not fully satisfied. Here's the phone number. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. They're going to give you the very best special that's in-house right now. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Call tonight and get the best special MyPillow has. Better than the website. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Coming back, countdown to the caucus from New York. Stay with us.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough, and on this Saturday night, we've got an exciting lineup for you, because as I've been telling you, we've got an exclusive tonight here on radio across the country, coast to coast, and on our great affiliates on Biz Television. We have a presidential forum, if you will, with four of the campaigns represented. We're glad to have everyone. And we're gonna rotate the questions. There will be some semblance of order to this, and we hope that you learn a lot before the voters in Iowa go to the polls this coming Monday and actually begin the process of determining the next president of the United States. And our first guest is Rick Santorum. Senator Santorum won the Iowa caucus in the last go-around. And, Senator, it is good to have you back at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Thanks so much for taking time out on this Saturday.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Great to be on. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to caucus voters.
Now, you're here in the final week. You're making your final case. What does the great attorney Rick Santorum say to the courtroom that is the high school auditorium, the church basement, the places where these caucus goers are going to come together and huddle and cast lots or whatever it is they do?
Well, first off, I'm a recovering attorney, just so you know that. So don't send me with that one. But the answer is lead, don't follow. You have an obligation as Iowa caucus goers to evaluate who you believe is the person that should be president, not who the pundits are talking about, not who the big dollar donors or even national polls because of the coverage that some candidates are getting. Your job is to do what you did 4 years ago, you did 8 years before that and others, which is to look at all the candidates. You have a unique opportunity here in Iowa to actually meet the candidates, spend some time, get an opportunity to really know who they are and who is the candidate you can trust that they're authentic, that they'll stand by what they say they're going to do, has a record that backs up what they say they're going to do, and has a record of shaking up Washington and making a difference and fighting for conservative things to get this country back on the right track from the standpoint of the economy, of values, and of keeping us safe. And there's, I would argue, one candidate that has a track record that you stood behind 4 years ago. You bucked the national trend. You stood up and said, no, we want you to pay attention to this guy. And the bottom line is we came within a hair, thanks to the boost we got from Iowa, beating the establishment, who was outgunning us 10-1 with money. But we went on and won 11 other states. You give us a chance this time, we'll take it to the bank.
That's Rick Santorum. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're our candidates forum tonight because on Monday, Iowa goes to the polls. Dr. Ben Carson, appreciate you being here tonight. Last week was Sanctity of Life Week in America. How important is the pro-life issue to Dr. Ben Carson, neurosurgeon?
Well, you know, the whole concept of life has always been extraordinarily important to me. You know, I've operated on babies while they're still in the mother's womb and then seen them grow up to be productive people, so no one could ever convince me that that's a meaningless mass of cells. But, you know, life begins at conception, and it's something sacred. And with all of our knowledge, we don't have the ability to create it yet. So we certainly shouldn't be trying to destroy it.
Yeah. When you see a 500,000 people gathered on the lawn in Washington, D.C., and braving a brutally cold weekend, what does that tell you about the American people and what we think of life?
Well, it says that we're at least moving in the right direction on that. And that's very encouraging. We must continue to push because, you know, the progressive movement really does not honor life very much. And I wonder how much God can bless us when we are so anti-life.
Very interesting and well-argued point, Dr. Carson. More from you in a moment. Governor Mike Huckabee, no stranger to the Iowa caucuses or to the Kevin McCullough Show. Welcome back.
Kevin, thank you very much. I'm up here in the final 5 days of Iowa. We've been here pretty much the entire month of January, and boy, it's getting down to the funnel.
How many events have you been averaging per day?
7 or 8 events a day, and we have 150 scheduled for the month of January leading up to the caucuses.
Holy cow.
That's pretty brutal.
I get tired just listening to that. And, you know, I complain about having a couple of things on the calendar each day. Well, when you're talking to the Iowans, they are familiar with you, Governor. They supported you big time in 2008. You set the record. What are they talking about in terms of telling you what they're looking for this year when they go to the polls on Monday?
You know, Kevin, it's interesting because every question I get from the media, not from you, but if I'm talked to by national media, they ask me what I think about Trump, what he's done, what he said. In 99 town halls that I conducted in each of the 99 counties and in all the events, and we're probably close to 100 of those so far in Iowa this month, not one Iowan has asked me about Trump. Not one.
Huh.
So here's what they ask about. They want to know, how am I going to make it if I make $59,000 a year and pay $28,000 a year for health insurance? And that's what a guy in Davenport told me last week.
Hmm.
A single mom yesterday in Indianola, Iowa, expressed her frustration that as a single mom who gets all kinds of benefits like WIC and Medicaid and food stamps, she wants to work. She'd rather work. But if she goes to work, her earning will put her over the threshold, and it means she loses Medicaid, WIC, food stamps, and housing. She loses everything, and she can't afford to go to work because the government has designed a program that is absolutely destined her for poverty and failure. And these are real issues that people are feeling. I mean, I talked to people who lost their job at the Maytag plant in Newton. And that was 7 or 8 years ago. They've never gotten a job that replaced it.
Mm.
This is what people are worried about. And unfortunately, the media wants to focus on polls and process, but that's not what people every night sit around their kitchen table talking about.
Very good point. More with Governor Mike Huckabee in a second. Rafael Cruz is standing in for his son tonight, Papa Cruz. Rafael, good to have you with us.
Kevin, it's so great to be with you.
The last time we were together, you and I were at a family leader function in Iowa. This was 2 years ago. And I'd never heard you speak. I'd never seen the passion with which you demonstrated that afternoon. I know you've been talking about it for years, but I was really moved at how important this country is for you. When you see the media discussing things about your family, your son, his birthplace, all of this stuff, what is your reaction to that nonsense?
Well, first of all, you know, that goes with the territory. When somebody is making a difference, they're going to be attacked. You know, nobody attacks someone who is not having an impact. So we take all the attacks actually as an encouragement that we must be on the right track. But, you know, I'll tell you the reason you talk about passion. The reason I'm very passionate is because, as I mentioned in my book, The Time of Action, that just came out, you know, I came from a military oppression in Cuba. I was in prison and tortured as a result of it. And I had the opportunity to come to this wonderful country. And I am just so proud to be an American. But at the same time, that experience showed me how fragile freedom is. And that is something that I was able to transmit to my son. And I talk in detail about that, about how so many times I would tell him, you know, Ted, when I face oppression in Cuba, I had a place to come to.
Hmm.
If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? And you know, Kevin, there is no place to go.
Yeah, that's well said. Rafael Cruz, Kevin McCullough, it's our candidates forum before Iowa. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Our phone number, 888-340-3373. It is our presidential roundtable, countdown to the caucus. Monday, the votes start getting cast, and we're so honored to have all of the campaigns with us tonight. Let's go back to Team Cruz. Rafael Cruz is with us. Pastor Rafael, I should refer to you as. The idea that America has been on a slippery slope, that we have been heading towards some of those very progressive and leftist ideas that you were escaping from in the Cuba regime, what does it do to your heart to see the condition of where our country has gone to in the last 8 years as opposed to where you came from all those years ago?
Well, I'll tell you, it's put a great burden in my heart because I know the greatness of America. I have taken the time to study American history and to study the impact that the framers had on shaping this country, the impact that pastors had in the American Revolution. I have a whole chapter in my book detailing how pastors were at the forefront of the American Revolution. And to see today that pastors are divorcing themselves from the political process and just making excuses like politics is a dirty business, I don't want any part of it. Well, the reason it's a dirty business is because people of principle have refused to run for office. People of principle have refused from voting. So we need to make a change, but I am so encouraged because we are seeing those very people, people that deeply love this country, people of faith, people of deep committed principles, coming back and getting involved again and saying enough is enough. America is at a crisis, and America is worth saving.
That's Pastor Rafael Cruz, the father of Ted Cruz. And, Pastor, again, thanks for being with us, even though your son is not able to tonight. A very busy weekend in Iowa. Governor Mike Huckabee, next question to you, and it has to do with Obamacare. I have said on the air many times, Obamacare has been like a big fist to the face of the American worker and the American small business. Your thoughts?
It's been devastating to so many people, and the stories that I hear over and over, not everybody's premiums are $28,000 a year, but everybody's premiums that bring it up are up 30, 40%. And that's just...
with diminishing services.
That's exactly right. And what happens with Obamacare, people are required to buy things they don't need, don't want, and can't afford. And then the things that they do need and do want and can't afford, they can't have because the federal government has told them what they have to buy, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
And it's like going into a car dealership and saying, I'd like to buy a very basic Toyota. And the dealer says, I'm sorry, we have Toyotas on the lot, but everyone who purchases a car has to buy the top-of-the-line Mercedes. And he says, but I don't want a Mercedes, can't afford a Mercedes, just need a simple basic car. No, sir. If you buy a car, you have to buy a tricked-out Mercedes. And that's how we basically have structured Obamacare.
And that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. It's not how we buy auto insurance. Governor Mike Huckabee, thank you. Next question for Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, the National Review last week ran an issue that was titled Against Trump. Your thoughts on one press outlet going belly up, hitting against one specific candidate in that kind of brusque and direct fashion?
Well, you know, I would prefer that people actually talk about the real issues. If there are some conservative issues that they're concerned about, they should bring those out. And then they should, you know, have the different people, you know, examine the various candidates and see what their feelings are on those things, rather than just getting to this emotional tit-for-tat, which doesn't really seem to get us anywhere, and just you know, it doesn't educate anybody.
Yeah.
So those people who are, you know, for a particular candidate to just dig in their heels, nobody learns anything that will actually persuade them one way or the other.
Well, you could form a long line, Dr. Carson, of people that are interested in having more substantive debate. Appreciate the answer and the candidness. Senator Santorum, a question that may be particularly painful for you, though it doesn't intend to be. In 2012, when you won the Iowa caucuses, there was a great deal of monkey business on election night, so much so that you were prevented, I've argued for the last number of years, prevented from raising money, gaining additional press coverage, et cetera, because the state of Iowa, and specifically the Republican operation there, did not do a good job on election night. And I'm just curious, in your mind, are you confident that such monkey business won't reoccur in 2016?
Well, the monkey business was pretty bad last time. And to have the state chairman go out and proclaim a victory when you have an 8-vote margin really changed the whole tenor of this race, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate because ultimately, as you know, we were declared the winner in a recount, but you know that was 3 weeks later and ended up on page 24 of the New York Times. So
yeah.
You're right. It changed the tenor of this race. I have a lot more faith, to be very honest with you, and Jeff Kaufman and Cody Hofer, the chairman and co-chairman of the Iowa Republican Party, the Republican Party of Iowa. I'm confident that they're going to play it straight. They're not going to declare winners when it's too close to call, and they're going to let the votes add up and speak for
themselves. Sounds good. Senator, thank you. Coming right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Again, it is the weekend before the caucus in Iowa, and we are so grateful to have the chance to put these candidates before you and ask you, especially those of you listening to our Iowa affiliates and watching us on Biz TV, consider them for your votes, because they're willing to ask for your votes in this context. Dr. Ben Carson, I want to switch the questioning. I've got a series of questions about national security and the condition of our military, but specifically the dilapidated state. Our military is in real trouble. How does the Carson administration begin to fix that on day one?
Well, recognize that if we don't get the military right, nothing else is going to matter in the world that we live in right now. Our Navy is at its smallest size since 1917, our Air Force smallest and oldest since 1940. And right now we're spending about 3.3% of our GDP on the military. Traditionally, we've spent 4%. So we definitely need to get back up to that level at least, because the world is much more dangerous now than it has been in previous times. I think we need to cut a lot of the things that aren't necessary. For instance, we have 4.1 million federal employees. We don't need anywhere near that. We have 645 federal agencies and sub-agencies. I would call in the heads of each one of them, tell them to cut their budget by 2 to 3% or hand in their resignation. And to cut it in such a way that the American people don't feel it, which would be completely different than what happened a few years ago with the sequestration. They were told to cut it in the way that people feel it the most, so that nobody be asking for cuts. That's not the way you run a government, particularly with the people's money.
Thank you, Dr. Carson. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Senator Santorum, the Navy is in some of its worst state ever. We were down an aircraft carrier in the Middle East for 10 months this year. What's your plan?
Well, it's not just our Navy. It's also our Air Force. I mean, we have airframes that, you know, grandkids are flying in, that their grandparents flew in. And this is a serious problem, of readiness, training. I mean, you've seen really disconcerting, training runs that are ending up, you know, with crashes and people dying. You're seeing, our soldiers being captured by Iranians because of malfunctioning of boats. I mean, this is a serious problem of readiness, a problem of whether our people have the equipment that they need, have the training that they need. And we have a president who doesn't care about that. And we have Republicans who work with him. People like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz who supported cuts in the military. This is just not what the priority is for too many people in the Democratic Party and some in the Republican Party to keep our military strong, ready to make sure that if we put our men and women in uniform out there on the line, that they have the equipment and they have the leadership and they have the training that's necessary to do the job. And right now they don't. And that'll be one of the high priorities for me to change that.
I was shocked to learn that we went for as long as about 10 months without an actual carrier in the Persian Gulf this year. And when I heard the numbers, we were down from 15. I think we have 10 in operation now, and they're taking longer to get repaired. I have a brother-in-law, Senator, who's a Navy NFO. He's active duty right now. These kinds of things hit home for families like ours.
Absolutely. And I've got a son in, going in the Air Force. He'll be in the Air Force a little over a year when he graduates from the Citadel down in South Carolina. And I want to make sure he's in an aircraft that's going to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that not just going to work, that he has proper training, that he has proper leadership. And this is a serious problem, not just because I've got a son going in there, but, you know, hundreds of thousands of Americans have sons and daughters who are being put in harm's way, and we have to make sure that we are giving them the best and that they have the best leadership and best training. And right now, they have the best in the world, but it could be better, and it needs to be better.
Thank you, Senator Santorum. Governor Huckabee, same question to you and Huckabee administration. How do we begin to repair our military?
Well, one of the high priorities is to rebuild our military, and most people don't realize what a decimated shape it's been put in. I'll give you some specifics. We have half the number of ships in our Navy that my grandfather had when he first got into the U.S. Navy on a destroyer during World War I. We have fewer number of ground troops in the Army than we had before Pearl Harbor. And we're flying B-52s right now that are older than I am. In fact, there's an Air Force pilot right now, Kevin, whose father flew the same airplane in the 80s, and his grandfather in the Air Force flew the exact same B-52 back in the 50s. You know, I realize it's a good airplane.
That'd be great if it was nostalgia, but that doesn't sound very good in terms of a national defense policy.
I mean, we've refitted those planes, and they're certainly, you know, updated with technology, but we're still flying airplanes older than me. And we need to have the most efficient, best prepared, best equipped, most, frankly, potent fighting force in the history of mankind. Because I'd like the kind of military that nobody on earth would ever be stupid enough to want to challenge.
How much damage do you think it's done that the president has allowed our military to get to the point where people don't even really take us seriously right now?
Well, that's why we see so many of the attacks from terror groups like ISIS. It's also why the Iranians push forward with the nuclear plan and literally laugh up their sleeves at us, take hostages from our Navy and make them get on their knees at gunpoint, because they know the United States is going to bend and fold and thank them for being so nice to them. This is a time when we have no respect in the world. Nobody fears us. Nobody respects us. It's a dangerous place for America to be. That can be changed with the next president simply being a person that everyone knows takes that job very seriously.
Which is what all of you are actually competing for, and we're grateful for your being here tonight and for sharing with us your views on these important things. Pastor Rafael Cruz, the father of candidate Ted Cruz, who could not be with us tonight. Pastor, tell us your son's approach to keeping our military strong in a very dangerous world.
Well, you know, it's very, very simple. If we go back to Ronald Reagan, one time he was asked, what is your strategy on the Cold War? His answer was one statement. He said, very simple, we win, they lose. It's as simple as that. When you deal with radical Islamic terrorism, you cannot talk the way this administration talk about containing ISIS, about trying to degrade ISIS. These are radicals that want to kill us, and the only way to deal with them is to utterly destroy them, because you're not going to dissuade them, or something as idiotic as what our president said. Well, the problem is we need to create a job environment for them. We need to create an opportunity for them to succeed. Let me tell you, this is not a solution. Nothing is going to dissuade them. When someone is trying to kill you, you can't put Band-Aid on cancer.
That's a good line. Can't put Band-Aid on cancer. Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. You got a question for our candidates. Submit it to us on Facebook or by email, kmcradio@gmail.com. Coming right back from New York, I'm Kevin McCullough.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Greetings, Phenomenal Ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us the Saturday before the caucus. And we are so grateful for the Santorum, Huckabee, Carson, and Cruz campaigns to represent their candidates and to be here tonight. All of them with the candidate, in fact, represented, except for the Cruz people who have just not, Senator Cruz not able to join us, but his father, Raphael, is with us. And hour two, more questions to each of the campaigns about what they would do if they're elected. And that process gets underway on Monday. And we are so grateful that we can provide you this resource tonight so that you're able to face it. Mr. Cruz, I'm going to give you the final question for the hour. And I want to know your honest answer to this. When people think about your son, they may not know some of his background and some of the motivational things that has driven him to become the constitutional expert that won five cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. But where does his love of country, love of the law, and love for the United States come from?
Well, I'll tell you, to really think about that, we got to go back to his childhood, because his childhood is what faced, what took him to where he is today. You know, when he was 9 years old, I just turned nine, I was very involved in the Reagan campaign. I was part of an organization called the Religious Roundtable, which together with Moral Majority mobilized millions of people of faith, Christians and Jews, to help elect whom I consider the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln, President Ronald Reagan. So my son at 9 years old got a dose of conservative politics every day for a year at the dinner table. And so that got him in the right track. And then something incredible happened in his life. I describe this in detail in my book, because it's really the catalyst that set the path in which he has been in ever since. When he was 13, just entering into high school, we introduced him to an organization called the Free Enterprise Institute.
Yes.
So now that is just become 13. He's reading Adam Smith and John Locke and von Mises and Hayek and Bastiat and Milton Friedman and the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. And then this organization creates a group of five kids. They call them the Constitutional Corroborators. There were five kids. Ted was one of the five. They hired a memory expert and taught these kids to memorize the U.S. Constitution. For the next 4 years, my son Ted gave approximately 80 speeches on free market economics and the Constitution.
Before at 13?
13 to 17, all through high school.
Wow.
But before my son left high school, Kevin, he was passionate about the Constitution. He was passionate about the Declaration, about free market, about limited government, about the rule of law. And that passion became like fire in his bones.
Well, and that's a good description of where I think, you know, if you hear some of his speeches, you hear that fire in his bones and soul and everything else to this day. Friends, it's our countdown to the caucus on Saturday night here. So glad you're with us live from New York. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. My email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. And hour two is on the way. Thank you so much for making us your choice on this Saturday before the Iowa caucus. Coming right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.